Virginia. For a moment, imagine if this had not been a new strain, but rather of the old Sudan or Zaire varieties. On a more personal note, I should add that the number of new diseases discovered each year has been rising steadily as our travel and technological capabilities rise. While most of these are harmless or parasitical in nature, some are downright frightening, with almost unimaginable prospects of destruction. I do not need to cite examples, as I am sure we all know those of which I speak. Of particular note is the viral infection I have been studying. For details, see folder for Project Morningstar, top secret, eyes only. What I can say about Morningstar is that this virus is an evil bastard, if you'll pardon the expression. On lab tests, we found that some mammalian species react horribly, and judging from the virus's genetic preferences, it is likely that human beings will also be susceptible. So far, dogs, cats, horses, and goats have reacted, and we have also achieved a response from dolphins. Avians seem unaffected. However, we have found that some bats are susceptible. Some species show no ill effects. We believe this to be due to a natural genetic immunity. We're looking into it. Possibly a cure in there somewhere. As I was saying, the virus shares some qualities with known diseases as far as symptoms go. It is similar to malaria and Ebola in that the first symptoms involve muscle pain and nausea. Later stages include tissue deterioration. We've found that Morningstar is a host lover and will not kill its victims outright. In this manner, we are somewhat blessed. Victims may live long enough to see a cure found. However, it is strongly recommended that victims be placed under close observation and restrained. Tissue deterioration is moderate in most cases, equally light and heavy in others. Heavy tissue deterioration makes the option of euthanasia look promising. It includes loss of smaller extremities such as fingers and toes, severe skin, hair, fur loss, muscle, and bone rot. See folder for Project Morningstar for photos. This seems to be an unwanted effect of Morningstar, as in most other areas, the virus tends to sustain the host in order to continue its own existence and guarantee procreation of the strain. Seasoned epidemiologists are already well-versed in virus transmission tactics. In this sense, viruses could almost be called intelligent. Some viruses are airborne, and symptoms usually include coughing. As if the virus knows that it can travel through the air and tries to make its host be an unwilling accomplice in spreading it. Ebola, meanwhile, is not airborne and is rather contracted through blood and bodily fluids. Final stages include the crash and bleed, in which the victim enters a seizure, bleeding from nearly every orifice, guaranteeing that blood will be strewn around the immediate vicinity. In this manner, Ebola hopes to find a new host even as its old one dies. Morningstar is far darker, perhaps even evil in its own methodology. My studies have shown a dramatic rise in the aggressive nature of the host. Infected canines became feral shortly after showing symptoms, and autopsies confirmed a large concentration of virus in the saliva of the host. Morningstar is transmitted through bites, similar in function to rabies. The host is meanwhile running a high fever. This effectively boils the brain of the host, and in essence is a biological lobotomy. The host is no longer able to make distinctions between friend and foe, and likely loses all higher brain functions completely. We will not be certain until a human host is available for observation. I have outlined Morningstar to the extent I am able without first having command permission to discuss more in-depth facts and figures, and so I will close. Allow me to reiterate that Morningstar, along with Hanta, Lassa, and a slew of other deadly strains, give us more than enough reason to begin travel and epidemiological reform in the United States. We'll be waiting for reply. Lieutenant Colonel Anna DiMilio, U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease. End. Continue intercept. Additional data incoming. Quick reply. Click menu for more options. From Francis Sherman, fsherman@pentagon.mil, to Anna DiMilio, adimilio@usamriid.mil. Date, 09-14-06, 15-12-06. Subject, epidemiological recommendations regarding new finds, current outbreaks,